To business, and our reporter Nicholas Poynton joins us with the latest Kōrero Kai Pakihi, our business news. Hey Nicholas, what's happening on the markets this morning?
Good morning, Marnie. Well, Wall Street rose to round out the week's trading over the weekend, investors betting on a less aggressive tightening of monetary policy by the US Federal Reserve. That's as weak manufacturing data for June suggests that higher interest rates are starting to work. So the Dow Jones was up 1%, the S&P 500 rose by the same amount, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by 0.75%. Our local top 50 index starts the week on 10,753. That's after falling 115 points on Friday. The benchmark index is down about 18%. For the year. The New Zealand dollar trading at 62.1 US cents and 91 Australian.
And Nicholas, what's making business headlines?
Well, the government's been advised not to waste time in looking for any new potential foreign trade agreements. We'll hear how Australia is looking to poach local video game developers with a big tax break for the sector. And finally, we look at gold, regarded as a safe haven in troubling times. The price of the yellow metal has been knocked around by recent market turbulence. We'll have all that, plus the latest from the markets just after 10 to 7.
Kia ora, Nicholas.